A one-time spy who now lives in Lincoln, Massachusetts, is receiving some recognition for saving the lives of American servicemen during World War II. She's the latest recipient of the Congressional Gold Medal, and WBUR's Jerome Campbell was on hand for the surprise award presentation.
98-year-old Patricia Warner thought she was being recognized for her service in World War II yesterday, in advance of the 75th anniversary of D-Day next week. Warner was completely surprised when she was presented with the gold medal by Congresswoman Catherine Clark.
Oh, solid gold.
Wow, just like you.
Wow. Thank you so very much.
Oh, you are so welcome.
Very,
we are so
very touching.
Warner was an intelligence officer for the Office of Strategic Services, an agency that was a precursor to the CIA. There, she learned Morse code before traveling to Europe. Warner says her main mission was to pose as a secretary while she secretly passed on information to help American pilots avoid being shot down or get out from behind enemy lines.
Somehow I was in on all that, but never in any danger myself. I don't want to take any credit for it.
But Warner is coy about other details, like how she contacted other spies.
Well, we had our ways.
Warner was just 23 years old. Her son, Chris, says his mother would schmooze with German soldiers for information.
She was young and beautiful. I think she was meant to, like, hang around parties, like, see what she could pick up, you know, stay social with top leaders and their underlings.
Patricia Warner's first husband had died in the war. Chris Warner says joining the OSS helped his mother put grief over her late husband to good use.
She just wants to get out there and do something. And I think that's what the OSS represented to her, an opportunity to help the war effort, which had hit her personally very, very hard.
Warner appreciates the honor, but she told everyone who showed up to congratulate her that she was just doing her job. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jerome Campbell.